It's actually what I have to say this evening will be probably, hopefully, old news for you sitting up here, that I've kept you informed of what's going on in the city and the projects we're working on. But I think the city did very well in 2012, and I have to say thank you to Dan and Cheryl, City Attorney Dave Rolligan, you as council members, the clerk treasurer, David Culp, all my department heads, everybody working together made 2012 turn out to be a good year. Considering at the beginning of the year, we were faced with several hundred thousand dollars worth of bills that were left on the desk to be paid. Those have been taken care of. The Federal Highway met with me and discussed our railroad earmark money, and I was told that where we stood at the time, if the overpass was not built, that in 2017 they would be knocking on our door wanting their money back. So we worked out an agreement with the Federal Highway that we could use that money and complete some other projects rather than an overpass, and those projects being Second Niblack and some various railroad crossings. We were also faced with a lawsuit over the overpass with the Freskies, which is still in court. So we'll continue to work on that. Executive Inn, that was on the desk when we walked in a lawsuit waiting on demolition. That has been going through the process. It is still in court. Gimbel Corner was left on the table. Fortunately for this one, with the help of Fitz Martin Hospital and Vincent's University, we were able to clean that up, and I can tell you that that was cleaned up a lot cheaper with their help than it would have been if the city did it on their own. That ended up costing us $64,000 to get that cleaned up. The hospital paid $32,000, and the university paid $32,000. With most of the university's help in getting costs down, I'm sure this project would have cost this city $200,000 to get it cleaned up. But with their help, it was only $64,000 to the city. Also, after the first of the year, we learned that our health insurance was going to be dropped, and we were able to renew a contract with Anthem Health through Vincent's Insurance, which saved our city $200,000. We were also able to keep a 3% raise in place for city employees, and I'm sure they all appreciate that very much. In 2012, we've seen several small businesses open in Vincennes, to name a couple of them. That Girl Coffee, Jay Gumbo's, Jimmy John's, a hair studio, different things, and that is wonderful progress for the city. But I also need to mention that we need to make sure as citizens that we continue to support these small businesses and help them to grow so they stay in business. In 2012, we also welcomed the news that Far Best was going to build here. We look forward to that. They will bring at least 350 jobs to our area, with the hopes that they'll add a second shift, which will bring it up to 700 jobs. And we do have the workforce here in Knox County that could fill all 700 jobs if people are willing to work. Along with that project, our utilities have to run water and sewer for this new plant. And we did apply for it with KCDC, Gary Gentry, for a $1.5 million grant that we received that's going to help us to get water and sewer out to that plant. Another thing that faced us at the first of the year was our ADA compliance. That was laying on the desk, I'm told, since 1993. And January 1, we were told that it had to be in place by December 31st of 2012. So in 2012, we spent $80,000, and we now have that complete. We're just waiting on the final report. It deals with all of our sidewalks and curbings and our city buildings, making sure that we have a plan in place to make them ADA compliant. If not for getting this in place, we were told that we would lose our chance at grants, federal grants. So this is just another mandate that if it wasn't met, we wouldn't be able to apply for grants. We looked at the Riverwalk project in 2012, and we continue to move forward with it. The holdup on that is the levee. We do not want to get a Riverwalk in place and then have to come tear it up to make repairs to the levee that we're still waiting on. So we look forward to getting that process going. We're moving along with the Second Street project. As you all know, that we did change engineering firms, and that project continues to move forward. Looks like maybe next year we'll start construction. You won't see a whole lot of work done there until next year. They've just been doing like core samples and right of way and all that, those kind of things. The biggest thing faced us at the beginning of the year was a levy. And we, to this date, still wait on a final list of items that have to be corrected on our levy to make sure that we keep it certified. I can tell you that there's been a lot of work going on that's already been completed. Projects completed that you may not recognize or see just because of where they're at. But we've spent, between the city and the utility service board, a few hundred thousand dollars towards the levy. And I can tell you that last year we did receive a $500,000 grant to help replace a sewer line that was put next to the levee that we were told was going to have to be moved as part of our certification. So that was an $800,000 project that we're going to get, that we received the $500,000 grant for. And I'm happy to say that I just met with OCRA a week and a half ago, and we are applying for a $1.5 million grant to help with levee repairs. And hopefully we'll know something on that grant. I'm hoping maybe by May. So hopefully, if we can get this money, we can get the levee work done between Main and Hart, which can then we can proceed with the Riverwalk project. So another thing we worked on in 2012 was the Rainbow Beach. That was another project that just kept being shoved down the road, and finally the pool liner failed this past year, and it was time to look at building a new pool. As you're all well aware, that will go to a referendum on May the 7th. We have been working close with the Parks Department, and we have a technical review committee of which two of you are members. You know that we put a lot of time and effort in design work and trying to find a builder for that project, and we look forward to that project proceeding after the May election. Last year we redesigned our city website, and I'm hoping that you have all visited the website. It is more user-friendly. You can go to our site now and listen to Board of Works, council meetings. We have it set up to where you can contact this office. We've got a pothole reporting system that you can check on and report potholes. It's just a lot more user-friendly, and it's more appealing to anybody that would go to our site if they were thinking about visiting Vincennes. It's a little bit more pleasant to look at and a little bit more information. Trash collection. We still continue to look at what we're going to do with our trash collection. I've been in several meetings with Councilman Salters on this issue. We do not want to do anything until we are sure we've got what we want in place, what we know is best for the citizens, and so that this doesn't have to be reviewed in the near future. Hopefully we'll come up with a solution that solves the trash problem from this day forward. On the financial front of the city, I'm happy to say that in 2012, the general fund actually lost $111,000. But when you compare that to 2011, which it had lost $880,000, I think we did a very good job. To go down through some of the more, I guess, popular line items in our budget. Our riverboat money increased by $109,000 last year as compared to going down $40,000 the year before. Rainy day, we increased it $306,000, where the previous year it had went down $434,000. Edit, we increased it by $490,000. The year before it was down $97,000. But overall, I think we've done an outstanding job. The overall balance for the city was up $260,000, and the previous year it was down $148,000. I can tell you, looking at these figures, that I took the first year to make sure that I knew where our money was going and where it was coming from before we went to, you know, to spending. We had several things facing us, like I said, the levy, the executive end, Freshkey lawsuit. There were several things that we just couldn't go spending money, and in case we had to come up with funds to cover those. So, I commend all my department heads and this council and the clerk treasurer's office for these balances. I mean, it took us all working hard together to increase these balances the way they've increased. The future plans, here in the next week, I've got a meeting with an engineering firm that I'm going to sit down and look at a contract that is going to, they will come into our city and look at every street and evaluate them, and then they'll give us a list and prioritize all those streets and their needs of either paving or repairs. There'll be the main thoroughfares as well as the secondary streets. I think this is something the city has needed for years. It will give us a place to start, and once we have priorities set, we'll work on those streets by priority over through the years. This is going to be putting a mapping program at the street department where Bryce can keep track of the repairs and paving that we're going to do, so that presently our paving is basically done by whoever sits in this chair, whatever street they decide needs paved. It's not, there's no criteria, so this will make it equal. We'll just look at all the streets and let a company determine and prioritize them. Sidewalks. I hope to have a resolution before you next month at possibly looking at transferring up to $50,000 out of either Edit or a riverboat to our sidewalk fund. Presently, our program works where an individual can call in, ask for their sidewalks to be repaired, and they pay half. If we can put $50,000 into that fund, that's $100,000 worth of sidewalks that will be repaired in this city. As mentioned under the RDC report, we are looking at a Main Street project, or starting to look at a Main Street project, and it actually starts at 6th Street and runs out to Bower Drive, which is the city limits, and looking to the future of future development out in that area. We desperately need sidewalks that take kids out to the new middle school on Main Street. Right now we have kids walking out that way, just walking in the street. So for kids' safety and for future growth of the city, we are looking at Main Street out that way. And like I said, as well as 6th Street. 6th Street to 22nd Street will basically be paving and just resurfacing. From 22nd out, we're going to have to look at possibly widening Main Street, and all of this will have to come through RDC, but I will also tell you that project is second to the levy. Levy is our number one priority. We are presently working on a housing rehabilitation grant. Matter of fact, today was the first day they took applications. There are a couple areas in the city that were designated for this grant. It almost sounds like a scam, because you can get like $15,000. It's income, moderate to low income families can get up to $15,000 to help fix up their homes, be it roofs, windows, siding, It also helps the elderly with putting in handrails and different things so that hopefully they can age in place at home rather than having to go to a nursing home. But that is a grant that we're looking at now. That is an 18-month grant. Once that grant's completed, the city can apply again and just keep doing this until we can get everybody to help them fix up their homes. With that, I just want to say I think our city is doing outstanding. We've got some good balances. Hopefully we're going to get to working on paving streets this year, getting the sidewalks completed. And like I said, I could not have done it without my department heads, this council, Dan and Cheryl, city attorney, and the clerk treasurer's office, as well as the citizens of Vincent. They've been a tremendous help. We've had help from them helping with the pool project. We've got a bike route project moving forward that started with Amber Gherkin and ended up forming a committee, and now we're looking at bike routes in the city. So I look forward to this year, hopefully getting some streets paved, sidewalks fixed, the pool built or on its way to being built, and look forward to working with every one of you. Thank you.